Chumpy?
We've got Mo. Mo plays guitar and bass, is a Songfight old-timer from way back. Like, I'm talking the Dumbrella boards.
Get off my lawn.
He is half of Agony Sauce, the guitar-playing half, who is, as we all know, the runner-up for Neurine 14. Let's see, he plays in the Razor Boys and Diamond Cats, who are Steely Dan and David Bowie tribute bands, respectively. He's a founding member of the DeBose Triangle, along with his college roommate, Damien. Member of Son of Supercar and Guitarist is another one I found. Guitarist,
I totally
which
forgot
is,
about that one, yeah.
Yep, solo guitar stuff. He's a huge sports fan, especially baseball. And let's see, Mo moved to Shanghai in the mid-aughts. And due to an incident with a broken wine glass, severed a nerve in his ring finger, this is the fretting hand, can't feel anything in it. Is that still true, Mo?
Yeah, more or less.
More or less, yeah. Let's see. So in Shanghai, he produced and directed nationally broadcast TV shows, including Big Brother China, also known as Housemates Stay Together. Has an interesting IMDb page. Is MZMO on Twitter and on Medium, where he blogs about guitars, amps, distortion pedals, and more guitars, and now lives in L.A. Welcome, Mo.
Why, thank you. I think you may have missed Ellipsis. That was one of his. I don't know if he actually did anything under that name for Songfight, though.
Yeah, there were three Ellipsis songs. I was also did Milwaukee Youth Center choir stuff with them. Man. And like all the Damien stuff that's not MC Frontalot that he lets other people do with him. Like, I've been involved in at least one song for all of those.
So you were in like You're in Luck and I think of the other ones. Yeah, Milwaukee Youth Center Choir, I was a huge fan. Red Robot, Bad Dreams, all good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's basically Damien's Berkeley collective of people. Actually, if I can throw a plug in here, one of the Milwaukee Youth Center Choir guys, Gabi Alter, and their new album is coming out, I think, like now.
Cool. We'll check that out.
Gabi Alter?
Yeah, that's right.
We might need some help with the spelling.
Yeah, it's G-A-B-Y. I know that's his the first name.
Okay. Yeah, and then Alter is like, you know, just altered.
Gotcha.
So he goes by the nickname G minor 7 when G alt is right there. It's literally like, never understood why he did that.
Wasn't he the first keyboardist for MC Frontalot on tour too?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Damien's original first band, because I was gone in China by that point for MC Frontalot stuff, was like Gabi and Brandon and who's another one of our housemates from Wesleyan. And I forget who the drummer was.
The first year, he didn't have a band that was proper, and so I played bass for him at the first Penny Arcade Expo, and we were not good. We had one weekend to rehearse. So it was Spud of Octothorpe on keyboards, I was on bass, and Blue Lang of Son of Supercar on drums, and we played for like 700 people at Penny Arcade, and we were not very good. I feel like Frontalot went back to the drawing board the next year, and they came back with a proper band that had had the time to rehearse. And boy, howdy, they were at least 10 times better. Fun fact. Oh, and Uke was the sideman. He submitted stuff to Songfight under the name Miss, M-I-S-S, with a style of music called Sadcore.
Oh, yeah. I'm on a couple of Miss songs, too.
Yeah, no, there you go.
Because Uke and I were housemates in San Francisco.
We're going to have to go back and check some of that stuff out. Is there anything else that we missed? I mean, there's so much.
Probably, because there's any number of times that I did like one-offs with people. I did like a one-off with Jeff from Ad Music, and I think it was
Plus Dot.
Yeah.
Yes. Forgot about Plus Dot.
Team Music.
Team Music, yes. Oh. And that's Frontalot, Uke, and Mo, and they basically made this wonderful song called Death Plunge. I still love it with its ridiculous vocal. The weird nappa, one nappa, one nappa, Death Plunge.
Well, part of the thing was that Damien, because he was so strong as MC Frontalot, right? If he wanted to do something else in Songfight, he wanted to make it like as different from MC Frontalot as possible, right? So he would go and change his vocal timbre or try to put some effects on his voice or try to sing in a different way.
Wow.
Very cool. Now, there are like 100 Son of Supercar songs. How many of them are you on? Are you on most of them? Or
no, I'm actually not on that many of them because I basically got asked to join them, I think, in 2003-ish. So there's only maybe like 7 or so fights that I'm on, and then I'm also on a bunch of the album.
We have Ignition, yeah.
Yeah, the album fight album.
Cool.
But they ended up finishing that album after I... It's a long story, but basically, like, I was supposed to go to China and come back, and then I didn't come back, so...
And I feel like there's at least three alternate versions of that album. There are so many outtakes and different versions of the songs from We Have Ignition. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I still have the versions of it that have all of me on it, and you have probably haven't heard those. So
I think I have them because I backed up everything that was on songhold.com.
Oh, that's possible then. Yeah.
Before it went away. So it was some ridiculous, like hundreds or thousands of SOS practices and alternate takes and a whole bunch of stuff. It's ridiculous.
Wow, between you and Fluffy, you guys have everything.
Well, I think you guys have filled in everything since then. Like, you really seem to know your stuff. I'm actually very impressed that you knew as many of those side projects as you did. But there are bits of it that I probably am not even remembering. It's like, oh, yeah, I did that. I just, you know, I did list a bunch of those, I guess, on my Glenn Case profile on Songfight. But there's likely others. I'd say you got about 90% of them, though. So good job. That's
Ryan did his homework.
Clearly. I fear we're talking insider baseball enough that we might lose people, though. So hopefully not, though.
No, this is homework. Everybody's got to check all of these out. Got to check out all of these 19-year-old songs.
This may be the episode where we have to do show notes because we need to put links to all of this stuff in there.
Yeah. Yeah, we threatened to do that for the John Benjamin one.